Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The controversy over closing most of the polling places in Randolph County in South Georgia came to a swift close this morning. But as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains, the opponents to the plan say they'll remain vigilant.
The Randolph County Board of Elections started their meeting right around 8 a.m. before a crowd of almost as many journalists as concerned citizens. There was only one item on the agenda.
All in favor, say aye.
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 The decision? Keep all nine polling places open.
That's how we do it.
Outside the county offices, the mood remained jubilant. But Edward DeBose, a national board member of the NAACP, was cautious. After all, when an outside consultant floated the idea to close 7 of 9 polling places in Randolph County, he said it came with the backing of Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who's also running for governor.
We're watchful. All of this happened under the leadership of Brian Kemp. We need to follow the trail all the way back and search out all of these attempts to set us back in voting rights.
Kemp has denied involvement in any plans for poll consolidation, and state law forbids the Secretary of State's direct involvement in those matters. Local Jeff McCarter watched the scene from the parking lot as he smoked a cigarette. He didn't much care for the outsiders.
These people aren't even from here. This decision would have been made the same way without all this. I know that.
Georgia State Representative Erica Thomas of Smyrna isn't so sure.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have. Oh, no, you wouldn't have. This is just one thing that's happening. There's things happening all over Georgia that we don't hear about, that it's hush-hush.
And Thomas says in the run-up to Georgia's gubernatorial election, she and others will remain on the lookout. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Cuthbert.
A Georgia school superintendent has resigned after being accused of using racist language and discriminating against a black employee. According to the AJC, Guy Hamby was suspended Tuesday after transcripts of recorded conversations came out as part of the lawsuit. The suit was filed by an employee who worked for the district for nearly 2 decades before being fired last year. Today, Hamby submitted a short resignation letter. Hamby was among the state's highest paid superintendents, earning a base salary of over $300,000. Health officials are urging people to take precautions against mosquitoes. Gwinnett County has confirmed its first human case of West Nile virus this year. It is the third suspected case in the state. Roxanne Connolly with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says people need to be diligent about using bug spray.
Sometimes we don't know that mosquitoes are out, but if you're in the southeast in the summer, you're going to encounter mosquitoes pretty much any time you go outdoors.
Experts also recommend dumping any standing water, even a small amount, because mosquitoes breed in standing water. A former director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta has been arrested in New York City. The New York Police Department says Thomas Frieden was arrested this morning in Brooklyn, accused of sexual conduct and assault. The incident allegedly happened last October at Frieden's home and involved a woman he knows. She reported the incident in July. Frieden has not commented on the allegations. And a Georgia Little League team is one step closer to winning the World Series. Peachtree City's team beat New York last night 7-3 to advance to the U.S. championship game. Next is Hawaii, who already beat the team from the Southeast once this tournament. If Peachtree City can pull off the win, it'll take on the international champion, either Japan or South Korea, for the Little League World Series crown. First pitch versus Hawaii is scheduled for 3:30 in the afternoon Saturday on ABC. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.